Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Ralph Haag. He is a S&P 500 options day trader. Welcome to the show, Ralph.
Yes, HA, thank you very much for having me, and all the best from lovely Detroit, Michigan, from 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wonderful. You are welcome to the show, Ralph. Welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we are going to talk about. We'll be talking about how to succeed at stock trading. So we'll be learning about that from you. So, Ralph, I want to understand first for the audience. You have had a great executive career, 30 years, you know, as president, CEO, a board member for three large automotive supplier companies over the last 30 years, and now into, you know, options, S&P 500 options day trader. Why into day trading now? What is it that attracted you to day trading? And also, since how long have you been doing this?
Yes, so good question. So the journey began in a little town, you know, in Germany. I'm born and raised in Germany. I did my bachelor, I did my master, I did my PhD. I did an apprenticeship as a tool maker. And then I started in the automotive supplier industry. Then I moved to the US in 97. And I made my way from manager to director to VP to president to CEO to board member. Oh, and over the last three decades, you know, I was the president and CEO of three big automotive supplier companies. Then I had an event in 2018, and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, my life was very stressful. I was on the road all the time. I made a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. I like that. But I was not really taking care of my health. I went through a cancer treatment, and knock on wood, I beat it in 2018. And then I decided I was still young enough at that time. I was 55-ish. I made enough money. I retire. I don't want to do this anymore. And this is also and should be an inspiration for people, you know, in the age of 50 or even 60. You can recreate yourself if you find your niche and if you love what you are doing. Just don't give up. So I loved what I was doing as a CEO, but then my health, it just didn't keep up with me. And then I said, okay, what do I really like to do? Well, I really like to do to make money with money. I was always a little bit trading, a little bit investing, but not doing it for professionally. So I decided I want to do that. And then, you know, I start trading it. I had friends, we all traded together. And then I get so good at it that I said, well, you know what? I want to do this professionally. I mean, I already live off my trading anyway, but if I can help other people to become better, that is even more better. Because, you know, as a CEO, you have a mentality, you want to make money, you want to help people, and, you know, you want to create a company. And this is what I'm doing. So I'm starting my own company. I have roughly 150, 200 subscribers in my trading room. The website is sbxgodfather.com. And we meet in the morning, and I'm only trading the S&P 500 index as options. So I'm not doing stocks. I did stocks, but it's very confusing. And everybody wants to trade the SPX, so that's the ticker. But not many people can do it because it's very fluid. It goes up, down, up, down, up, 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 down, down, down in one day. And this is what I like these kangaroo moves. We go up, we hover, we go down. So you go from put to call, from put to call. And I have developed a system that works for me, but more important, it works for my subscriber base. You know, I'm using three main indicators. And when all of these three indicators point in one direction, I say, okay, guys, I'm buying a put or a call. I tell you exactly the strike. I tell you exactly the expiration date. And I tell you exactly at what price I'm selling it. So you know all the information before I even do it. And I'm live, like you now. I'm using Zoom technology. So you hear me, you see my screen, and we can interact very easily. So, you know, over the years, that has been very, very successful. I have new subscribers every day. I also do a mentoring program where I help everybody to set up the indicators. I'm using thinkorswim, but there is other good trading platforms. You know, you can use Fidelity, you can use NinjaTraders. These are all good platforms. So it's pretty easy to set up. It's very, very dangerous. And I cannot tell you what you do. I provide information in my channel and then you use it. You know, but if you follow me, you have a very high percentage of a success.
Right, Ralph. Right. So how did you yourself learn? As I asked, since how long have you been doing it? How much was your learning time? And so that, you know, people have this always this mindset sort of, it will take a lot of time. I do not understand it. It is too technical. There are already sharks in the market. I will lose all my money. So what are those? I want to understand, you must have also had all these questions at that point in time. How did you deal with them and how did you do your learning part?
Yes, that's the biggest thing. So when I started, let's say, doing this professionally, 2018-ish, I would have loved to have somebody like me that actually take you by the hand and guide you through the process. The SPX is so liquid, you can make a ton of money, but you can also lose a ton of money if you don't have the right setup. So I pretty much, you know, I educated myself. There is a lot of good information, you know, on YouTube, on the internet. You know, you start, what is a put, what is a call, what is a strike, what is an expiration day? So you can get all these basic tools that you need. You can really find on the internet. It's not that difficult. You know, and then you really need a mentor that helps you how to use it. And even a lot of traders think, oh, that's pretty easy. You know what? It is pretty easy if you know what you do. I mean, when you sit in the stands and you were watching Michael Jordan playing, well, it looks pretty easy, right? Well, I could do that. I could do that. Well, it's not that easy till you get on the floor. And then you say, holy cow. I mean, these guys are huge. Maybe I overestimated myself. And I still believe that 9 out of 10, especially SPX traders, they fail in the market because they don't have the right leadership. The big institutions, they don't like us. They make it very complicated so that the normal person thinks what you just said, AJ, oh my God, it's very difficult. It doesn't work. I don't understand it. If you find somebody that really takes you by the hand and moves you through the process, at least you understand the basics. And then you understand how to trade, because it's not about making money. Making money is the easy part. Making, not losing money in the next trade, that is the important part. So it all comes down to money management, that you know when to sell, you know, and as long as your wins are bigger than your losses, you should actually do pretty well in that market with the right mentorship. And there is really a couple of good services like I have. I think the big advantage that I have, I'm really, really live, like you. You know, it's not a chat room where we type and I tell you in advance what I'm doing. But I'm also offering like one-on-one classes, like, you know, it's a training class. And you see that on sbxgodfather.com. where I say, well, I'm not really educated because in my day-to-day trading, I only have semi-professional or professional traders. All these 150, 200 people, we trade for a living. You know, sometimes, and I see myself as a specialty NBA coach. I take somebody that is already playing in the NBA. Now he wants to get better in free throw shooting, in defense, in office. In my case, it's the S&P 500. Index as options. So I expect that you already know the basics and I help you to become really, really, really good at one thing only. I always like to compare to sports. You know, if you look at a Lionel Messi, if you look at a Roger Federer, if you look at Michael Jordan, well, he tried to play baseball, but all these guys are just good in one sports. They don't want to be okay good in a lot. And this is what I decided. I want to be the best I can be in one thing only, and this is trading and educating the S&P 500 index as options.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well said, well said. Now, let's come to your magic sauce that works for you. How is it that, you know, you said that 9 out of 10 traders, they can lose money. How is it that someone who started not so long ago is able to make so much of success and also advise people, you know, 150 to 200 subscribers on this? Help us understand your strategy, your magic sauce, and why is it that your subscribers are with you? Is it because of that? And what is your success rate, by the way? Help us understand a bit around about that.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, in my world, everything that is simple is genius. There is so many people, they try to overcomplicate things. You know, and in my world, the simpler it is, the more genius it is. So first of all, I'm using 3 leading indicators to make an anticipation. Do we go up or do we go down? And I'm only interested in what happens in the next 2 to 7 minutes. So these are my best trades. I go in, I make $1,000, I go out. I go in, I make $1, I go out. Now I'm using 3 leading indicators. A lot of people are using lagging indicators, which means they are looking back, try to make sense out of it, and predict the future. It works, sometimes it doesn't work. I like to look at the leading indicators that are looking into the future, and there is only 3. The one is the futures. You know, there is futures for oil, there is futures for commodity, there is futures for the S&P 500. At thinkorswim, it has the ticker /ES. So that is my main indicator, the futures. The second one is the US dollar. When the US dollar goes up, the index goes down and vice versa. And the third one is the main one. It's the premiums. So I always look at a put and a call, and I look how they move in relation to the index. So these are the 3 major indicators, which are very simple and which every trading platform offers. Yeah. Now that was one part of your question, but you had a second part, which I don't remember now.
Right, right. Even I don't remember because it was part of the flow, but you have already explained it. Now in terms of, you know, I want to understand then that why do 9 of the 10 people who trade fail? Why is it? Because they are very smart people, many, many smart people who have been part of the market for long. They are known as the ones who can predict not only about the market, but about so many things, you know. And so why is it that they are not able to be right more than it comes out later on that they have not been able to? Why is it so? And you are able to. I could understand. That's a great statement you made. Simple is genius. I do understand, but there are so many other inputs that are required, or maybe not required. I want to understand, why is it that your success rate is much, much better in terms of the way you are putting it?
It's very easy. It comes down to greed. If you are greedy, you will fail. You know, like, I'll give you an example. Tesla. Tesla is a perfect example. You can do Nvidia, for example, as well. So with the stock market options, you can buy on a Monday. They all have an expiration day on Friday, and you can sell with profit on Wednesday. It's pretty simple. And as long as everything goes up, no big deal. The problem that most people have is when we go down, when you shorten the stock. There is a technique that not many people understand. My forte is kangaroo days. Like yesterday, we go 5 up, we go 7 down, we go 12 up, we go 8 down. So, and if in this market, you cannot be greedy. You have to have a target setting in your mind, like 20%. Like I put, let's say 10,000 in, 20% is 12,000, And when I have 12,000, I take it out, no questions asked, and I made $2,000. Most people are greedy. Well, let's see if I can make $3,000. Let's see if I can make $4,000. And all of a sudden, it goes down. Your $10,000 original investment is down to $8,000. Now you lost. But you only lost because you were too greedy to sell. The selling part is the biggest challenge in the trader business, because it's all on us. We know what we lose, we know what we will make, but we always hope the market goes a little bit in our favor, a little bit more, and that little bit more brings you in problem. And I always say to my guys, we want to sell low, and sorry, that's wrong. We want to buy low and sell high, but not low, low and high, high. So when you want to buy low, low and high, high, this is where the greed factor comes in. And at the end, you are losing. So you need to go in. You have to make your money. I try to make 20% on every trade. And I'm profitable 9 out of 10 days. One day I lose. That's perfectly fine. Michael Jordan didn't win every game that he stepped on the court. You know, he's losing. So you lose some money. You think about, why did you lose it? What can you do better? At the end of the day, you always figure out there's one thing, it's greed. If you take the greed out of it, you stay with your profit target, you go in, you make money, you go out, and then you wait for the next setup. And I tell my subscribers, you know, I'm not a financial advisor. I cannot advise you, but I can tell you what I do. And then you have to make a choice. Do you follow me or not? That's up to you. But I classify my entries always as an A+. Like when the futures, the US dollar and the premiums point in one direction, I say, guys, this is an A+ setup for a put or a call. So a call means the market goes up. A put means the market goes down in the next 2 to 7 minutes. So you have to have your system. You have to have your process and you have to stick to it. You know, it's like a diet. Every diet is great that you stick to. It doesn't matter what diet it is. At least you have a recipe, you have a diet, you stick to it at least 80% and you will lose weight. It's the same with trading. I had some people, they pay me money and they use their own indicators. I said, dude, that doesn't work. You know, I'm giving you a recipe, you pay me money for the recipe and you don't listen. You take your own indicators. Well, because of this and this and this, yes, but how successful is it? Well, not really. Well, you do the same old thing over and over and over again, and you think you can change. No, you cannot. If you want to change, you have to change your process, you know, and your system. That's why you pay me money, not to do the same old thing over and over and you fail. Yeah. So in trading, it's all about your head. You know, it's very hard when you go in and you lose the first trade, very hard to go into the second. Yeah, think about a tennis player. He gets the first serve and he fails. Now his second serve, and the opponent knows that he failed. Now the second serve normally is weaker. The mental, very, very strong tennis player, they serve the second serve even harder than the first serve. But mentally, you need to be very strong. You have to have a professional athlete mentality to be successful in the day trading business.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have this, you will fail. And most people don't have it. You know, they just see the glamorous part. You sit there, you make a couple of trades, you work. There is a lot of work. I go up every morning at 6 o'clock. I provide 2 newsletters. You know, I put the certain levels in. I want to make sure mentally I'm ready to play. You know, Michael Jordan doesn't just walk on the field. He gets in the gym, or I use Michael Jordan as an example. I know he doesn't play anymore, but you know, these guys are in the gym 3-4 hours before the game starts. They have a pre-game procedure. Like I have a pre-game procedure every day. I do the same. And if I'm out of my normal procedure, you know, I'm a little bit shaky at the end. And I know that. So a pre-game or a pre-trading procedure is also very important.
Right, Dr. Roy. Now, as you said, it is a market, a lot of people are greedy. A lot of people are also, impacted by fear.
Yes, yes.
And how does that work in today's time, even in your case, when you advise, and because a lot of people are listening to you during whatever you are suggesting them. And then it is up to them to take that call, is that today's environment is very dynamic. A lot of things are happening politically, several wars going on across the world, and so many things are always on the boil. And while you are trading, anything can happen at any moment.
Yes.
How do you take that into account when you are actually going in for day trading?
Yes. So there is two things that move the market. One is news. You know, there is always news coming in, but, you know, we don't know when the news is coming. So if you trade based on news, well, good luck waiting for the news. The second thing is money. Money moves the market. Let's say China, for example, has a lot of issues right now. Well, the Chinese billionaires, they take the money from China and put it, liquidity money, into the U.S. stock market. That makes the move. That makes the move even more up. Okay, so it's very important to know these events. When Jerome Powell, he's the most important guy for stock markets. When he speaks, he moves the needle up and down. So you have to know when these, let's say, not these political events, because we don't know when they happen, but when monetary events happen in the field you are trading, you need to know them, because they really move the needle 100 points up or 100 points down. A lot of people think, well, when the economy is great, everything is good, the market should go up. Well, no, sometimes the market goes down. Why is that? Because right now, it's all about the monetary policies of the US Treasury. If the US Treasury, you know, we increased rates all over the last 2 years. Now we are pausing. So if the economy is good, that gives no reason for the Feds to reduce the rates, right? So the market stays flat. So that is not really good for the stock market. Let's say the economy is bad and everybody is in fear. Oh, now the Feds need to reduce the rates. Now that means that is good for the market, because now people say, okay, if it goes further down, I buy. You know, so there is a lot of impacts, and you're absolutely right. You have to have these events where the money goes and the political, and more important, the monetary events. When do they occur? Because they move the market.
Right, Rob. There is much to learn about these things, but I would a lot of people would be interested in understanding your process. How do you do things? You have already explained a bit, but for the people who have joined just now, is that, you know, what is the process when you do it and when others come into your system?
Yes. So the process, again, the more simpler, the genius it is. So I share my screen. So I come in the morning at 9 o'clock. The market opens at 9:30. We give an update what happened overnight in Asia and in Europe, and the monetary or political events that we know are happening today. That's the first thing. The biggest 2 hours is the hour between 9:30 and, let's say, 11:30. This is where I and my subscribers, where we make the most amount of money. And I share my screen. So I can talk to you about it, but it's easier if you see it. And I'm using Thinkorswim. I share my workspace. Basically, you can cut and paste my workspace into your system. And it shows clearly my three indicators, the futures, the US dollar, and the premiums. So I moderate what I see. And when I say, okay, guys, this is an A-plus setup for a put. So I tell you before I do it. Then I get ready. I say, okay, guys, I'm getting ready to buy the 50, 85 put. For example, I traded that yesterday 12 times. And 11 times it was green. And I had one failing failing trade. So that was pretty good. 11 out of 12 were in the money. So that was good. So I tell you in advance what I'm doing. Then I set it up. Then I said, okay, guys, I bought it for, let's say, $6. And I bought 10 contracts. So that means I put $6,000 in. Then I turned around and I put a sell order in right away at 7. So that means whenever it hits 7, I take my hands off and I wait. When I sell it at 7, I made $1,000. Bing, made $1,000. Now I'm waiting for the next setup. So I always tell you in advance what I'm doing before I actually do it. And this is a service that a lot of services tell you after the fact what they did. Well, that is not helping you as a subscriber. So I haven't seen that. So with me, because I'm live, you see my screen, you hear me talk. You know, I talk between 9 and 4 o'clock. And then in the evening, I always have at least 3 educational classes. So I retired and I wanted to work less. Well, now I work at least 15 hours a day. But you know what? I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. And I really like when I get emails or texts or on Twitter or on TikTok information. Man, I made today what I normally made in a month. Thank you so much. I never thought I could do that. So again, this all comes down. If it's genius, if it's simple, it's genius.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand what this joy is all about when you are trying to do things that you actually want, you love, and are also helping others at the same time. Wonderful. Wonderful, Rod. So a lot of people who like to understand your process better, more about you, and also those who want to become your subscriber, you know, engage with you professionally. What is the best way for them to do so?
So the best way is on my website, spxgodfather.com. So spxgodfather, that's one word, .com. You can contact me. You see all my other podcasts, you see, and you will be on my website as well when all of this is done, you know, so people can see it. The other thing is on TikTok, it's at SBX Godfather. On Twitter, it's at SBX Godfather _2, because I also have an SBX Godfather, but that's only for subscribers. So on Twitter, it's SBX Godfather _2. On Instagram, it's the same, SBX Godfather. On Meta, it's the same, SBX Godfather. And all my subscribers have my personal phone number. They all have this phone number. So, you know, a lot of services, they are really great till you sign up. And then you never hear from them again. I'm different. I want to hear from you. I want to help you because I want to make you make money. I hate when people lose money, because if I guide you into a wrong trade, I hate that. I hate that even more than guiding you into a good trade. I can guide you into a good trade any time of the day. The challenge is not to guide you into a bad trade. And this is always my number one priority: protect the money and then make money. So I'm pretty much on every social media channel. But again, the website, spxgodfather.com, that's the easiest way to get in contact with me. And I also offer a free day pass. So if you want to say, well, yeah, he can talk whatever he wants, I want to see it, you're more than welcome. Contact me. I will send you a free day pass. This is an offer you cannot refuse. You see the magic live, and then you sign up or you don't. But I want to give you the chance to see it live before you sign up.
Wonderful. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KAJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
KJ, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me. And I actually have a lot of Indian people in my, I think the Indian people, they like to trade. They're always in trading. And I really enjoy working with you, with your colleagues from India. Yeah, I really do. So thanks for having me, AJ.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.